on 9-1-1 said, "Randy, quit." And it's kind of an eerie feeling, you know. I mean, you can just about squeeze this air, squeeze water out of it, you know, with moisture and so thick. And I didn't want to. I know we're right on the fringe of it. I've got my weather radio, and I'm getting all kind of warnings in Lee County, at Walmart, Pontotoc, all around me. I mean, it's coming this way, I know. But I just want to let you guys know that we're up on it and trying to keep up. And I text people, my friends and what have you, you know, try to keep up with it. And I'm going to tell you guys, y'all are doing one more super job, and this is coming from somebody that knows. I know because my little town back in April, you know, we lost 16 people, and four of them were just about within a rock throw distance of my house.
You know, it was one of the worst things I've ever seen is visiting Smithville after that EF5.
I was there too.
I got to ask you, Dan, whenever after something like that happens, whenever you start hearing warnings for your area, do you have like a new sixth sense or something that goes off?
Yeah, I want to tell you something, guys. See, I told you I'm crippled. And I'm on a scooter, and when I saw the storm coming. And I rode back in the house, and I went through the hallway of my house. That's as far as I could go. And like I said, it touched down at the end of the Roxandam Road up here where I live. And it's 0.3 mile. You know, it was good as well as I do. It was a F5 tornado, one of the strongest ones. My house was absolutely shaking. It was vibrating. And you could hear the wind coming through the rafters. I live in a brick home, and I think, you know, it's tight and everything, but you could hear the wind coming through the rafters whistling. And I sat there in that corner and I said, "Well, good Lord, if this is it," I said, "I'm ready to go." I mean, I was at the mercy of the guys. You couldn't do nothing. And after it was all said and done, I come back out and I rode up the end of my road and looked down through the pebble. And it absolutely looked like a sage grass patch where you had gone down with a double bush hog. I mean, it's just more than you can comprehend.
Damn.
I sat there and cried like a baby. But anyhow, guys, like I said, y'all doing a good job. Appreciate you. And y'all have a Merry Christmas. Happy
New Year,
okay?
You have a Merry Christmas too. Let's hope everything's okay up that way and it stays that way.
The next exit.
8:27. Got about 1 minute to spend with Dylan from Pontotoc. Dylan, what you seeing up there?
Hey, I was just coming from Water Valley and I was gonna go through Highway 9.
Turn your radio down a little bit if you will, man.
Between Bruce and Pontotoc, Highway 9's got multiple trees down. So if I was just going to kind of get a heads up, if people have a way of avoiding Highway 9 between Bruce and Pontotoc, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah, so if there's trees down and there's power lines, you definitely don't want to be taking that route.
Definitely. I rerouted and went back to Oxford. It's much calmer here now. I was actually in Oxford when the power line came through and was checking on some people in Water Valley. And everything's kind of clear enough here.
That's fantastic news.
Lots of trees down in the past Water Valley area.
All right, Dylan, thanks for being part of the broadcast. I'm kicking it over to East Mississippi right now to Tomb Suba. Christina, you may not have known this, but you're now under a tornado watch.
Oh, I am?
You are. And they added Lauderdale County just a few minutes ago to the list of counties under a tornado watch.
Oh, because there's a bunch of rain.
Well, yeah, got some rain there now, but of course, you know, after about an hour and a half or so, you're going to see this big storm that's been pushing through, you know, the western half of Mississippi. What are you seeing now? What are you feeling right now?
What am I seeing? I'm seeing trees blowing real hard and rain, but it's a lot of wind.
Mm-hmm. The wall-to-wall coverage, probably going to be signing off here in just a few minutes. Going to kick it up now to Madison. Cindy, what are you seeing, feeling up there in Madison? I say up there, but in Madison right now, the storm is just getting there, the brunt of it. What's up there?
Well, I was just out on the street, and there's a lot of rain coming down. It's like the skies opened up, and it all just started coming down. It's been windy for a few hours now, but we're kind of hoping that the weather will kind of stay nice and warm and cool, but it's just raining now, and there's a lot of lightning, and you can start to hear the thunder.
Well, you don't really have a reason to be, completely scared right now. There's no tornado warnings for Madison County. No tornado warnings anywhere in the state right now. But as far as the wind goes, you said you'd been feeling a lot of wind for a few hours. That's one thing this storm has done is push wind out ahead of it for hours. You see any damage or anything where you are?
Not much, just a lot of trees blowing. And I heard there was a tree that fell on 51, and I live right off of 51, so I'm not sure. I know there was a lot of fire trucks, and see, I'm a dispatcher for a record company, and so, like, we've done a few accident calls today.
Oh, imagine. Yeah, imagine quite a few. Cindy, thank you for staying on the line and talking with us and being a part of the broadcast, okay?
No problem. Thank you.
Have a good, safe night. Merry Christmas.
Okay. All right.